Be'ezras Hashem Yisparech, today we begin the 11th Daf in Shas, Daf Yud Beis. We had left off on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Beis, with Tanan Hassam. The Gemara is discussing the halachos of Birchos Kriyashma, and the Gemara quotes from a Mishnah in Talmud about the process of Birchos Kriyashma and Kriyashma of the Kohanim in the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Tanan Hassam, we learned over there in Maseches Talmud, the one who was in charge of Kohanim called out to them in the morning, Brachu Brachacha, make one bracha. What is that one bracha? The Gemara will ask that later on. Vein Brachu, and made that bracha. The Karu Aseres Hadibris, and then they read the Aseres Hadibris, Shema Vayim Shema Vayomer. And they said the three parshios, Ukriya Shema. Ubarchu Esa'am. Rashi explains that here, Baruch Hu Esam does not mean that they blessed the people, but rather they blessed with the people. Gimel brachos. They said with the Am three brachos. What were they? Emes, v'yatziv, v'avoida, uberches kohanim. Number one, the brach of Emes v'yatziv, which presumably concludes with Gal Yisrael. Avoida, Rashi explains, is the brach that we call Ritzei in Shmona Esrei, that asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mekabel our tefilos and our avoda, and Birchas Kohanim. They would bless the Yam. UbeShabbos Mosim Brocha Achas L'Mishmar Hayotzei. And on Shabbos, for the watch that was going out, in other words, the watch that would guard the Beis HaMikdash, they would make a specific bracha. The Mishnah in Tamid, Rashi Nibar Maslan Mishmar, says this, that the change of the guard of Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash took place on Shabbos, and then they would give them a bracha. When the Mishmar, new Mishmar came in, there was a bracha that was added for the outgoing Mishmar on that Shabbos. The Gemara clarifies, what is this immediate bracha achas that the Hamemuna, the fellow who was in charge of Kohanim, encouraged them, exhorted them to make? We could solve this problem because this was a question that had already been asked before. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yossi bar Abba were going to a particular place. They asked of them, "My brocha achas lo av biyudayu." Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yossi bar Abba didn't have the answer. Also, Shalula Rav Masna, Lav Biyade. Rav Masna also didn't know it. Also, Shalula Rav Yehuda. They then went to Rav Yehuda and asked him. Amalu Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel taught us Ava Rabba. That, of course, is why the Gemara brings up this phenomenon of the Mamuna, because we previously, yesterday, were talking about Ava Rabba. However, the tradition name of Reish Lakish was, it was the brach of Yotzer Or Varechot. Yotzer of Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amahad Reb Zika La Beferish Itmar, Ela Mechlala Itmar. This, that what they said was Yotzer Or, was something that was deduced from a general statement. Amar Reb Zika, Amar Reb Yami, Reb Shimon Lakish, Zos Omeres, Bracha Ein Ma'akvos Zo Ezu. Based on the halacha in Maseches Tamid, that they only said one bracha, teaches us, says Reish Lakish, that one bracha is not ma'akev the next. Now, from that statement, which means that if we say one bracha, that does not mean that the other bracha has to be said in order to be yotze the other. From that statement of Reb Shimon ben Lakish, we can infer that they felt that Yotzer Ar was a bracha that's made, as the Gemara explains. Iyamit Bishlemi Yotzer Ar, if we're going to say the bracha that says Yotzer Ar, Havri Amri Hainu de Brachos Emakvazu Azu. Deloka Amri Ava Rabba. That the Chiddush over here is, or Shimon Lakish, that they did not say Ava Rabba, they said Yotzer Ar, and Yotzer Ar is not Ma'akev, is not undone by Ava Rabba. Or in other terms, in Hebrew terms, Ava Rabba Lo ma'akev et hakiyum shel yotzer or el iamrit ava rabba. But if Reish Lakish was of the opinion that what they said was the bracha of ava rabba, Have Amri, my brachos ain't ma'akev zuzu. Then what is your statement? Brachos are not ma'akev one or the other. Vilma hay de lo Amri yotzer ar, mishum de lo mata zman yotzer ar. Maybe the time of yotzer ar didn't come. V'chim mata zman yotzer ar, have Amri. And when yotzer ar came, then they said it. So therefore, if we infer that brachos emak v'zuazu, it must be that what had happened was they had said yotze ar. Because if they had said avarabba, we wouldn't necessarily infer brachos emak v'zuazu. We would say that avarabba was said, but the reason why yotze ar and fulfilled, but the reason why yotze ar was not said and avarabba is still considered fulfilled because it wasn't the time of yotze ar. Rashi explains that the bracha of avarabba could even be said at night, as we learned yesterday. And for that reason, there's no problem of reading Ava Rabba at any time, even very, very, very early in the morning. On the other hand, the bracha of Yotzer Ar, the Magen Avraham in Simin Nun Ches, points out, could only be said when light has actually arrived. That's very logical. Yotzer Ar, if the Ar hasn't arrived, so then one does not make the bracha. Hence, the Gemara proves that it must be that they said Yotzer Ar if we were proving brachos Eima Akvas Zuazu. Gemara now asks a technical question. We had said that this was something that we had deduced. This was something that we had learned from a klal, a Rav Shimon Lakish. It wasn't mefurish from Rav Shimon Lakish that the bracha was Yotzer Ar, but it was an intelligent deduction that we had made. Ask the Gemara, why did you point that out? V'ilach michlala mai. Why do you have to point out that it was something that was deduced from a rule? Answers the Gemara, Di'imiklala, because if it's just this deduction, La'olam avarabah avami. Really, we'll say that they said the bracha of avarabah. What was the question? We thought that you cannot say avarabah, because then maybe they first said avarabah, and then when this man came, they said yotza'ar, and then you have no proof of bracha se'mak v'zu'azu. Maybe that's exactly what they did. It was Avarabba. And then they later on they said Yotzer when his man came. Then what's the chiddush of brachos emach v'zuazu? No, the chiddush is the seder of brachos, because of course we make the bracha of Yotzer Ar before the bracha of Avarabba. Continues the Gemara analyzing this Mishnah in Tamid. 8 lines on the top and you base them in Aleph. The current answer is Dibir Shema Vayim Shema Vayomer Emes V'yasa Vayidu Birchas Kayanim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Af Bigvulin Bikshu Likrois Kayim. They even wanted to use this order in areas outside of Eretz Yisrael. What did they want to do? They wanted to have Aseres Hadibros as well in the Seder Hatfilah. However, the Aseres Hadibros were taken out of our liturgy. Ela shekvar bitl mefi tarumas haminin. We were mevatel the statement of the Aseret Dibros because of the arguments of the non-believers. Rashi explains that some non-believers who denied the validity of Torah Shebichsav, they accepted the Ten Commandments, said, I'll prove to you it's only the Ten Commandments that came from God, but everything else is not, because though in the Migdash they would only recite the Ten Commandments. Tanim nami hachi, Rav Nasan nami gvulin, bikshu likros kein, el shekfar bitlam, mipnei tarumas haminim. That was also what we had learned. In the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't a problem if it was only done in the Beis HaMikdash. However, if it would be extended to all parts of Eretz Yisrael, then the Mu'inim would get a hold of this, and for that reason, they're mevatel. Rabbi Baruch Hanna savor mikveinu besura. Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, let's take it to Syria and annul the stating of that series. Don't worry, we beat you to it. Kfar butlam mitzimnei tarumas haminim. Amei mesalim mikvinu ben arda. Amei thought to institute this as well in arda. Wow, we see how many times this was a problem. Amalei ravashi kfar butlam mitzimnei tarumas haminim. Gemara deals with the next part of the Mishnah in Tamid that we had quoted earlier. Ubeshabbos mosim bracha achas v'mishmar hayotze. And on Shabbos they added a bracha for the watch of Kohanim that was outgoing. My brachachas, what was that brach? Amram chelver, mishmar yotze, amen, mishmar nichnas. The ones that were leaving said to the ones entering. Mi sheshikein es shmai babayim azeh. The one who rested his shechin on this house, who yeshkin beinechem ava, v'yachva, v'shalom, v'reis. He should have peace and tranquility rest amongst you. On other occasions, we have elaborated on the importance of Ava between Kohanim. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zichrono Levracha, pointed out that even the Birchas HaMitzvah of Kohanim, when they give a bracha to Klal Yisrael, says, Levarech es Amo Yisrael be'ava. It is a critical part of the message of Aaron HaKohen. He was Oy Shalom V'Rodev Shalom. It's a critical part of the role of Kohanim as expressed in the Birchas HaMitzvah, Levarech es Amo Yisrael be'ava. And that's what the Kohanim wish won. The Gemara continues on Yud Beis Amid Aleph with a new topic. The words that we have in our Gemara is Makom She'amru Laharich, which is a quote from the Mishnah on Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph, and then the Gemara begins to discuss the halachos of a person who makes a mistake and intends to make one type of bracha and make another type of bracha. The Rif and the Rosh, as you will see in the Hemshech of the Gemara, as the Gemara goes on, change the gears of the Gemara, and in many ways the Rif and the Rosh's change makes more sense. And that is, according to the Rif and Rosh, the gears of the Gemara, Shemakom She'amru Lachtom. And that is, the subject over here is going to be the nature of one's Kavana for a Chasima and one's Kavana for a Psicha of a Bracha. There's an opening part of the Bracha and a concluding part of the Bracha. The Gemara begins to discuss what happens if someone has one intention by the psicha and another by the chasima. Pshita, hecha de kanakit koise de chamra biyode. When a person has a cup of wine in his hand, v'kasavar de shichra hu, and he thinks that it's beer, upasach umavarech adaita de shichra, and he begins to make the bracha with the thought that it is beer. Of course, beer would be a shahakol. So when he said the baruch ato Hashem, he thought that it was beer, that he was going to be making a shackle. Then he looks inside, he notices it's wine. V'siyem b'dechamra, if he concludes with the appropriate chasima, yatsa, he is yatsa. V'inami, what's the reason for that? Im omar shackle ni'a b'dvaro, yatsa. Even if he had said shackle ni'a b'dvaro, he would also be yatsa. In other words, the brach, the kavana of Baruch Ato Hashem was not problematic, because even if he had said shackle ni'a b'dvaro, it would be fine. Dosnan. Al kula mamar shakol miyadvar yatsa. Ella, however, what if the opposite? Hecha denaki kosa de shichra biyade. He has a cup of beer in his hand. Vikasavar dechamer, and he thinks it's wine. So when he says baruch ato Hashem, he's making a bracha of wine on beer. Hu pasach u baruch adai dechamer. V'siyim b'de shichra. And then he looks inside, realizes it's beer. Mai. Now we have the following shaila. Basar ikur bracha zlinan. Do we go after his kavana in the ikur bracha? And his kavana was that he was saying Baruch Ato Hashem and thought he was making Bar Priya Gafin. That would be problematic. Oh, basar chaslima chasima zlinan. Do we go after the chasima? To which the Gemara brings this shaila, which we will discuss many halachas of brachos in the sixth parak, but brings this shaila, birchas hananin, to the shaila, to our sugya of the brachos of Kriyashma. Tashma, come here, I'll bring you proof. Shachris, pasach b'yotzer or v'siyem b'ma'aravim lo yatsa. At Shachris, if he had intention, say it's but then he concludes ma'aravim. He said the wrong bracha, doesn't work. What about the inverse? Pasach b'ma'aravim. He intended ma'aravim, v'siyem b'yotzer or yatsa. He is yotze. Arvis, in the evening, pasach ma'aravim. He starts with attention on Ravim, Visim Yotzar, Lo Yotzar. He had the wrong Chasima. Pasach B'Yotzar, if he intended Yotzar, Visim Ravim, Yotzar. Klolo Shel Davar, what do we see from all this? What do we prove from the halachos of Chasima, which was the subject of our Mishnah, when it comes to Birchos Kriyashma? The rule by Birchos Kriyashma is Hakol Lech Achar Achasim. We follow the conclusion. So too over here, when it comes to the instance where he had in mind wine on beer when he said Baruch Ato Hashem, but ultimately he said Shakol Ni'a B'Dvaro, not a problem. As long as he's got the Chasima, then he's okay. Says the Gemara, Shani Hasam. Over there, it's different. When it comes to Baruch Kriyashma, the Ka'amar Baruch Yotzer Moros. He has a concluding bracha, because he says Baruch Ato Hashem Yotzer Hamoiris. So then, in such a case, then we will say, you go Baser Chasima. But if all that one concludes is Sha'akol Ni'a B'Dvaro, he never repeats the Baruch Ato Hashem, then one could argue that the halacha would be different. Asks the Gemara, but that Teretz only works according to one opinion amongst the Amoraim. When do we look at something as an independent bracha? Is it an independent bracha if you say Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer Ma'aros, or does one need to describe Malchus as well? Do you have to say Elokeinu Melech Olam for it to be looked at as an independent bracha? Asks the Gemara. That's a machlokis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and our teretz is dependent on that. Hani chal Rav. It works according to Rav. Na'amar kol bracha shem ba'askaras Hashem, that any bracha that doesn't have the askaras Hashem, ain a bracha, is not considered a bracha, but once it has the askaras Hashem, it is considered a bracha. Elu Rabbi Yochanan, and in our case, you had askaras Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzara Ma'oros. Elu Rabbi Yochanan, da'amar kol bracha shem ba'malchus, ain a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan says that any bracha that doesn't mention Melech Olam is not considered a bracha. Ma'ikil Meimer, what will you say according to him? Because over here, Yotzara Ma'oros is not considered an independent entity by itself. Ella, rather you have to give a different answer about what is the difference between the Psicha and the Chasima of Berchos Kriyashma versus the Psicha and the Chasima of Berchos Hanenin. Ella, kima da amarav barula, kidei lahaski midas yom balayla, umidas lola bil yom, ki ka'ama bracho malchus meikara atarvayu ka'ama. You have to say that Berchos Kriyashma is going to be different. That even Rabbi Yoch and all Amoraim and Tanaim would agree that there is no problem with a psicha that mentions bracha and malchus from the beginning. That means the following. Normally, the halacha is that a psicha is going to be critical. And if a person gets the psicha wrong, then it can be ma'akev. However, when it comes to Birchos Kriyashma, there is an inyan to mention Midas Yom Balayla, Umidas Laila B'Yom. Starts out in the morning with the intention to say Ma'ariv Aravim. That is not the same type of psul. It's not problematic like someone who intends to make Bore Priya Gafon. He says Baruch Ata Hashem, since there is an inyan to mention the Midas Hayom Balayla. The Gemara brings this discussion now back to the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Tashma, I will bring you a proof to the above mentioned Yisod. At this juncture of the Gemara is attempting to go back to prove that we always follow the Chasima. And now what we're going to do is use the notion of Chasima that we had in the Mishnah and be medayek a particular expression in the Braisa that we had in the last narrow line. And in the Braisa we learned, Klolo Sheldavar Akol Holech Achar Achitum, that we follow the Chitum. And that was talking about the case of Ma'ariv HaRavim and Yotzer Ar. Klolo Sheldavar L'Asuyah Ma'ariv. What is that Klolo Sheldavar coming to conclude? Ma'ariv L'Asuyah Hoda'am. Maybe it's coming to tell us that what's critical when it comes to the bracha achrona, the bracha rishona, excuse me, is what, how you conclude the bracha, and will ignore the psul in the resha. Says the Gemara, no, lasuye nam vitamri. It's coming to include a case of where there is a confusion of kavana on bread and dates. Ask the Gemara, what exactly is the confusion? Hechidam, ilay ma de achol nahama. He ate bread. V'kasavar de tamri. Achal. And he thinks that he's eating dates. U'posach adaita de tamri. And he starts out with dates. V'sim de nahama. Hainu bayan. That exactly was the shaila that we had asked before. And then we have a proof that you go after the chitum. Loi says the Gemara tzricha. We still have the shaila. But rather, we need this brisa hakol achachrechitim to tell me something else. Kegon de achol tamri, he eats 8 days. Vikasaver nama achol, and he thinks that he's eating bread. Upasach v'dinama, he started out binama. V'sim v'detamra yatsa. In such a case, then you are going to be yatsa. Afil sim v'dinama nami yatsa, because even if you make a bracha, a bracha achrona hazones hakol on tamarim, so then in such a case, then one would be yotze because the tamri nami mazen zaini, because the dates are also filling, and hence it would be acceptable. I just want to clarify that the Gemara over here, when it discusses Nahama and Tamri, we might have mentioned in error that we were talking about the bracha Rishona. Over here, the Gemara is talking about the wrong bracha Achrona that a person makes, either al etzal pri etzal tamri or hazan that's made on lechem. The Gemara continues 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Rabba Bar China Saba Mishmedi Rav. Rabba Bar China, who's referred to as a grandfather, said the name of Rav. Kol shalo Amar Emes v'yatziv shach v'emes v'muna arvis lo yotzadecha vasa. You need to proclaim the emes and the stability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shachris, and the trust that we have in Ma'ariv. We've mentioned in the past, Rav Nevin Sal discusses this, it's a deep idea in Chassidus, that night is a time of darkness where we don't always see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there we express emuna. In the morning, we see the stability in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. At night, the night symbolizes where we don't feel it. What's the makar that you need to mention those properties? To proclaim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his morning his chasadim, where it's obvious, and our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night. One of the fine rabbeim in the Old City, Rav Yoel Rakovsky, likes to point out that Munascha Balelos is not the pshat that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Ve'emunascha, the belief HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in you at night. Most important thing at night is not only to be Mamin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for sure that is a great madrega, but to remember the great trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in us. V'yomar Rabach Barchina Saba, another quote from this great Amora, Mishmed Rav, Hamispalo, when someone daven Kishu Korea, Korea Bibaruch, you should bend by Baruch, Ukisha Zokef, Zokef B'Shem. And when one straightens out, one should straighten out by the name of Hashem. Meisive, the Gemara continues to ask on this statement. We had said that when you say the Shem Hashem, you're supposed to straighten out. Meisive, the Pasuk in Malachi says, Brisi hoise itoya chayim v'ashalem, ve'etnam loy moira, v'ayira eini umipnei shmi, Nichasu. The conclusion of the pasuk is critical for us, and because of your fear of my name, you have humbled yourself. So what do we see? We see that when it comes to Hashem Hashem, one is supposed to humble oneself. The Gemara answers on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Mi ksiv bishmi, mipnei shmi ksiv. It doesn't say when you utter my name, mipnei shmi ksiv, before you utter my name. Continues the Gemara, there is no kasha anymore, and then the Gemara brings us again that statement. The chiyuv is to bow before you say the Hashem Hashem. Amar Shmuel l'chiyah bar Rav bar Orion, students of Torah, the student of life. And I'll tell you something beautiful. The Amar Avucha, that your father said, your father Rav had said, Kishu Korea, Korea Bibaruch. When you bend in Shmona Esrei, you should bend at Baruch. Kishu Zokef, Zokef B'Shem. And when you straighten out, you should straighten out by the expression of Hashem's name. The Gemara continues on top of Yud Beis Amud Beis. Rav Sheshes Kikara, when Rav Sheshes would bow, Kara Kechizri, he would bow as a cane, a straight rod would bow down, straight. Kika Zokif, when he straightened out, Zokif Kichiyura, he straightened out like a Kichiyuya. Some pronounce Kichivya. Straightened out, either whatever the pronunciation, he straightened out like a snake. That means that his head, Rashi says in Divrei Maskil Kechivya, that his head would go up first, and then he would straighten out slowly. The Gemara continues, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, 2 lines from the top. Another teaching from Rabba Bar China Saba that
who we had learned from on Yud Beis Amud Aleph.
We conclude the bracha of the Kadosh with Hakel HaKadosh and the bracha of Hashiv Shavtenu with Melech Ayiv Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Chutz me'asara yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim. Except during Aseret Yimei Tshuva. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, shemispalel HaMelech HaKadosh v'HaMelech HaMishpat. In those days, one concludes HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. Rashi explains, in Divrei HaMatzal HaMelech HaKadosh, these Rashis are important, let's do them inside. Last wide line, Sisha B'yom HaLolu Humare Malchusai Lishpait Esayilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows off his kingdom to judge the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the Melech. However, over here, it's obvious that he's a Melech because he sits in judgment. HaMelech HaMishpat Kimo Melech HaMishpat. HaMelech HaMishpat is like, it means the Melech who is the Mishpat. Here the Gemara discusses what happens if a person makes a mistake. Rebbe Lazar Amar Filu Amar Hakel HaKadosh Yotza. If a person says Hakel HaKadosh during Aseret Yimei Tshuva, he's going to be Yotze. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayigba Hashem Tzevokos Bamishpat, Vakel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitztaka, Pasuk in Yeshayahu, a pretty famous one. Emesai Vayigba Hashem Tzevokos Bamishpat, when is Hashem Bimishpat? Elu Asara Yomim Shemei Rosh Hashanah Va'ad Yom HaKippurim. Vika'amar, nevertheless, Ha'el HaKadosh, he's called HaKel HaKadosh. In other words, even when Hashem is B'mishpat, he could still be called HaKel HaKadosh. It's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's identity is transformed from HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh, because he's also called HaKel HaKadosh as well. L'chatchila, one emphasizes it by saying that he's Marim Al-Khusam. According to what we were Medayik and Rashi, that HaMelech HaKadosh is the showing it. Hakel HaKadosh is someone who's Nikdash Bitztaka, he's B'mishpat, but he's not Mare Malchus. So the mitzvah Chatzilah is the Mare Malchus, but you're not being so sir the Mishpat component by saying Hakel HaKadosh, according to Rebbe Lazar. My Avala, what is Allah? I'm Rav Yosef Hakel HaKadosh Umelech Oev Tzedaka Umishpat. Yosef said that it is acceptable to say those statements. Rabba Omer HaMelech HaKadosh VaMelech HaMishpat. The Hilchasa Kav Kirabba. Roshonim understand that what Rabba is saying is that you need to say HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat, and if you don't, then you are not Yotzei, and you'll have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Amir Tei Hashem, the halachos of the insertions of Aseret Yimei Tshuva, we will discuss in the halacha section. Bezer Hashem, the Gemara continues on Yud Beis Amud Beis, 10 lines from the top, quoting another teaching from Rabba Bar Chinna Saba. Ve'amar Rabbi Chinna Bar Saba Mishmei Durav. Kol she'efshe loy levakesh rachim al chaver ve'eino mevakesh, nikra chayte. A person who is able to ask for mercy for his friend and he doesn't is considered a sinner. She'nemar, in a beautiful pasuk in Shmuel, the commitment and love that Shmuel had to Klal Yisrael, Shmuel, in a frank moment, describes to Klal Yisrael, and he says, "Gam anoichi chalila li mechatol l'Hashem, mechadol lihispalel ba'adchem." I did not sin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from holding back from davening for you. Shmuel describes that he always davened for Hashem, to Hashem for Klal Yisrael, and thereby did not sin. And if a person does, then chas v'chalila, he's considered a choyte. If the individual who is sick is a Talmud Chacham, then you have to make yourself sick over him. My time, what's the reason? Shaul complained to his men that no one has become sick about the fact that there are so many that have betrayed Shaul's Malchus. So what do we see? We see that, at least from the standard of Shaul, that you're supposed to become sick over the fact that someone is not in a good predicament. Shaul was not in a good predicament because there were men that were defecting to David. And Shaul complains, "Ein chola mikem olai," and you're not becoming sick about it.
Our Shaul explains that Shaul was a Talmud Chacham, and hence, when a Talmud Chacham is in distress, so then you have to get sick. Says the Gemara, no, maybe it's not because he was a Talmud Chacham, but rather, Vilma Melech Shani. Maybe a king is different. Elam HaHacha, but rather the Gemara suggests from a different pasuk in Tehillim and Lamin Hey. V'ani b'chaloisam levushi sa kinesi v'tzonashi usfilasi alcheiki sa shuv.
David HaMelech was chased and persecuted by Achitophel and Doeg that we've discussed earlier on in
the beginning of Brachos on the Gimel Amid Beis on the bottom. And despite the fact that he was persecuted by them, they were, as the Gemara describes over there, Talmidei Chachamim. Here, David, in Perek Lamed Hei, does not make reference to them explicitly. Rashi explains that, according to Chazal, he was referring to them. And he says that when they were in Tsar, so then I prayed for them, I dressed sackcloth, even though they have not looked out for the best for me, want to hurt me, I, because they are Talmidei Chachamim, according to this Gemara, I got sick over them. And this is the Makar, that if it's a Talmud Chacham that's sick, it's Tzarech Sheichala Atzmo Alav. The Gemara continues with another teaching of Rav Bar China Saba, Vamar Rav Bar China Saba Shmei Drav, Koloi Tzedvar Avera. If someone did an avera and he's now embarrassed by it, he's forgiven for all of his averas. Shenema, as the pasuk in Yecheskel and Perek Tezayin says, "Leman tizkri vavoisht v'lo yeloch oid pischon peh mipnei klimaseich b'chapri loch l'chol asher asisa nu'um Hashem Elokim." The pasuk is very explicit in Yecheskel. And that is that if a person is embarrassed, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives them for their averus. The Gemara says, no, Dilma Tzibur Shani. There Yecheskel was talking to all of Klal Yisrael. What about an individual? Elamei Hacha. But rather, let us go back to Shmuel. Vayomer Shmuel Oshar, Loma Yergzaitani, Yergastani, Laosasi, Vayomer Shaul, Sarlim Ma'od, Uplishtim Milcham Bi, This pasuk is from when Shmuel had passed away, and Shaul felt that he needed still the advice of Shmuel, and he went to a balas of a woman who was involved in some type of witchcraft, and he called up, in quotes, Shmuel Neshama, and Shmuel said, why did you anger me by bringing my Neshama up? To which Shaul responds that I don't have anybody to ask advice to. And he says, Hashem is less than, and he doesn't have the Nevi'im. There's one source that he left out, spells out Rashi, Dibar Maskel Gam B'Chalomos, and that is the Urim V'Tumim. Continues the Gemara on the first medium-sized line. Be'ilu Urim V'Tumim lo ka'amar. He didn't mention the Urim V'Tumim. Why? Mishum dekatlein le'noiv ir ko'anim. Because he had killed Nov ir ko'anim, and he was embarrassed by even making reference to the Urim. And since he was embarrassed, he was zoche for a kapara. U'minayin dechil le'min ha'shmayim. How do we know that heavenly they were mochalim? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that Shmuel in this encounter with Shaul said the following. Let's read the whole pasuk that's not in front of us, at least in the Gemara. Nowadays, the Torah is very helpful with the pasukim on the side. V'yitein Hashem gamis Yisrael imcha biyad plishtim u'machar atov v'necha imi gamis machne Yisrael yitein Hashem biyad plishtim. On the one hand, Shmuel gives devastating news to Shaul. He says that Klal Yisrael will not be successful. However, for Chazal, there is a tiny silver lining in this, and that is, Ata uvanecha imi. Shmuel
puts Shaul in the camp of himself. He puts him with him. So even though there was devastating news that Shmuel gives Shaul at the house of the Balasov, at the same time, we see that in Shamayim, he was forgiven for the terrible avera that he had done of killing Nov, Er Kohani. The Gemara gives now another source that someone who is embarrassed for their averos, and ultimately they are forgiven, as we see in another instance when it comes to Shaul. Rabbanon Amri Mehacha. Rabbanon quotes another pasuk. The pasuk says again, let's read the whole. Pasuk Yutan Lonu Shiva Anoshim Ibana Veho Kanum Lashem Begiv Ashol Bechir Hashem Vayomer HaMelech Ani Etein. The pasuk is talking about the Givonim, who Shaul did not treat appropriately, and David HaMelech spoke to the Givonim and to give them a sort of type of reparations. Part of it was that Shaul's children would be given over to for capital punishment to the Givonim. Despite this whole intricate play between the Givonim, David, and their ill-fated relationship with Shaul, in the pasuk describes when they are going to be given over and hung. The Bnei Shaul are going to be given over and hung by the Givonim. Shaul is described as Bechir Hashem. The Gemara continues four lines in, Yotasa Baskol Va'amra Bechir Hashem. If you take a look, Rashi Dibar Maskel gives us the whole Kanum, gives us the whole background to the story of the Givonim vis-a-vis Shaul. For our purposes, the point is that the Pasuk used the expression Bechir Hashem of Shaul, that he was atoned for his averus. Why? Because he was embarrassed by them. Says the Gemara, five lines into the middle size line on Yubez. Amar Abba, Rebbe Avo ben Zutrasi. Amar Yehuda, Amar Zvida. Bikshu lekboa parshas Balak b'kriyishma. They wanted to put the parsha of Balak into Kriyishma. The whole story of how Balak had attempted to rent Bilam to have them curse Klal Yisrael, and he was ineffective. And why was it not put in Kriyishma? Mishum Toreach Tzibur. Because of Tircha de Tzibur. Because it would take too long. What's the significance of Parshas Balak? My taimo, ilema mishum dechsiv ba. If you're going to say that there is a very important pasuk that makes reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim, just like Kriyishma, that says Kel Motziyami Mitzrayim, lema parshas ribis, u parshas mishkalos lechsiv ben Yetzias Mitzrayim. Also, when it comes to ribis in Vayikra Chafei, we have also the reference of Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. So why specifically Balak? El amar v'yosi barav mishum dechsiv behakra, because the Torah tells us, Kora shachav kariu chulavi miyukvenu mevarachecha baruch varecha arur. The amazing qualities of Klal Yisrael, that it rises up like a lion. Here we emphasize Kora shachav kari. And what it has in common with Kriya Shema, says Rashi, is uveshachbicha uvechumecha. Says the Gemara, V'lema haipsuka. So why don't we just say that pasuk? We would have a Kriya Shema, which would also have a pasuk of Kara v'shachav kari. V'su, lo gemiri kol parsha, the pasuk, start that sentence again, I went through a stop sign. The Gemara says, V'lema haipsuka, v'su lo. Why don't we just simply have that pasuk, Kara v'shachav kari, and no other? Answers the Gemara, I went past where the question mark should go. Gemiri, we have a tradition, Kol Parsha, the Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu, Paskinan. Every Parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu had stopped, that's where we stop. The Lo Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Paskinan. We don't stop there. So when we say, for example, in Kriya Shema, so then the Parsha of Ahavta ends where Moshe Rabbeinu had ended saying that Parsha. We cannot take one pasuk and simply say it by itself. This is an important klal in the Gemara. Maybe in other occasions we will elaborate on it. Continues the Gemara 10 to 12 lines from the bottom of Yud Beis on the base. Parsha Tzitzis Mipnei Kama Kavua. We're talking about Kriya Shema, and we want to know why we chose Parsha of Tzitzis specifically to conclude the last Parsha of Kriya Shema. Some of Yehuda Bar Chaviv, explained Mipnei Sheishba Hamisha Dvarim. There are five things in Vayomer that make it worthy for us to conclude Kriya Shema with it. Mitzvah Tzitzis, one. Yitzias Mitzrayim, two. All Mitzvos, three. Vidas Minim, four. Hira Ravera, the Hira Avodah Zarah, five. It spells out where all of these things are found. Tzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the responsibility of mitzvos, the opinion of apikorsis, the rejection of it, and thoughts of avera and avodah zarah. Bishleim, ahani, plas, mefarshin, we have three of them. All mitzvos, the risim, also, schartim, skon, so, Hashem, that we've got. Tzitzis, the chsiv, also, and tzitzis. Tzitzis, mitzrayim, the chsiv, asher, hot, seis, yeschem. Elodas, minim, hira, avera, vihira, avodah zarah. What about the points of the opinions of apikorsim and thoughts of and avodah zarah? Desanya, a very famous brisa. Achrei levavchem says in the pasuk v'loisa suru achrei levavchem. A person shouldn't go after his heart. Zuminus, this is apikorsis. V'cheinu oimer novel belibo. Ein elohim, ein elohim. Then novel also said there is no God. And we see that it starts in the heart because it says omer novel belibo. One's eyes, that's avera, thoughts of avera. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, "Vayir mishum shen lovev oisa kachli ki hi yishor beinai." You see that Shimshon followed his eyes and made terrible decisions vis-a-vis women. Atam zonim to stray zehir avodzar. V'chein umer, as the pasuk says, "Vayivnu acharei." So that's where we have references to all those things. So Parshas Kriya Shema is great because it has all five of these things. Just to conclude the Gemara part of the Daf with two points of Musar on the Gemara that we just read, Chazal over here tell us, Lo Tzuru Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Einechem refers to Achrei Levavchem being Apikorsis, Einechem being the vision of watching things that are inappropriate that leads a person to Avera. Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Mamorim in Simen Aleph asks the following question. He says, the Gemara over here assumes that apikorsis, the rejection of God, starts in the heart. Isn't it an intellectual rejection? Asks Rabbi Elchanan. And Rabbi Elchanan says a yesod, which I don't know if is true 100% of the time, but it's definitely a very powerful, astute observation. And that is that he says that many, many a times, and I've seen in Chinuch as well, the apikorsis is really not a intellectual crisis, but rather is, as Rav Elchanan's Rebbe, Rav Chaim, used to say, it is a terut, an explanation for a person's desire to go after things that are not ruchni, that don't relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the Yetzer Hara really often starts with the lev. And then we begin to rationalize. And unfortunately, there are people who begin to rationalize to the point they even reject many things that are basic in terms of our relationship with God for the reason to justify their averus. There is a great philosopher who is still alive today, who I know quite well. He's almost, I would say, a world-famous philosopher who was a Talmud of a great Talmud Chacham, who is now not religious today, and I once had a frank conversation with him. He is not a maimon in Torah, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Torah's Moshe, and I asked him, how does he explain his metamorphosis of some prized student of a great Talmud Chacham to being a non-believer today? What was the metamorphosis? And he basically said to me, Bepem Malei, straight up, he said that life at that time was very, very hard as a Shomer Torah Mitzvot, and it is not that his philosophy brought him to reject
Toras Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather at the time it was not convenient, as well as the fact that ultimately he drifted away from a different philosophy. But he said to me, Bepem Malek, that it was not his honest inquiry that brought him to Chas V'Chalil to reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his mitzvahs. Other people who knew him well told me that the lifestyle was very, very hard for him. And then afterwards came a philosophy that wasn't consistent with Torah and mitzvahs. The practical mussar for us is that many, many a time our mind rationalizes something and we think it's coming from a healthy intellectual place, and really it's our Yetzer Hara talking. And this Gemara reminds us to make the Cheshbon HaNefesh, that if there's something that is not straight in our way of thinking, of course we need good advice from our Rabbeim and friends of what constitutes a straight way of thinking, then in such a case often we might have to examine, is it the Yetzer Hara that is pushing our way of thought? Hashem, the first topic for today on Yud Beis is the topic of Safek by a Birchas Hanenin. What if a person is unsure if he has to make a bracha, if the halacha mandates that he needs to make a bracha, if he's not sure if he made a bracha? Do we evoke the rules of Safek Brachos Lahakel, or do we not? In general, the general rule of thumb is, if one has a Safek for a bracha, one should go lekula, not make it. Presumably based on the idea that saying the Shem Hashem Lashav is an Issa D'Oraisa, and most brachos are Dine D'Rabbanan. Tosfos, Braschol Lo Lasuye, explains that our Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that had a suffix, what happens if I have the inappropriate kavana of what bracha I am going to make when I thought that I was about to drink wine, and I said, Baruch Ato Hashem, having in mind wine. And then I concluded with the appropriate bracha, because I was drinking beer, and I concluded with a shahakol. So the Rif paskins that you're yotze, because we evoke the general rule of Safek Brachos Lekula. The Ri, however, disagrees. And the Ri doesn't explain exactly why, but Rabbi Akiva Eger suggests a very famous explanation. Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Gilgal Hashas says that the reason why one needs to make a bracha again when we have a suffix in halacha, what bracha should be made, is because there are two components of Berchas Hanenin. One is the mitzvah derabbanan, and the other is the famous Gemara on Lamed Hei, Talmud Aleph, where the Gemara quotes two psukim. On the one hand, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Lashem hu aretz umloa, Kadosh Baruch Hu has dominion over the entire world. That's found in Tehillim Lamed Dalet. On the other hand, another pasuk in Tehillim, in Kuf Tezvav, says the Gemara in the last line, Lamed Hei Menalv, it says, Hashamayim shamayim Lashem v'aretz nasan levnei adam. Says the Gemara, kan kodim lebracha, kan lachar abracha. You're not entitled to the food until you make a bracha. Some Rishonim explain, and this was dramatized to me from both the Svarim as well as from my dear Rebbe in New York, Rav Schechter Shlita. I'll fill in some of the details of the, when he said this, that Rav Soloveitchik said, the bracha is a matir. It's a matir. It's what allows you to eat the food. In other words, the food is aser. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger along the lines that Rav Soloveitchik said, and that is that the food is macholos asuros. He doesn't use the word macholos asuros. Al birchas hanenin also lachol below bracha. It's not, you're not allowed to eat it without a bracha. So therefore, there's an iser involved. So if there's an iser involved, so the rule safik brachas lekula is if there's a question of a mitzvah. However, if there's an iser involved, so then we have the rule, of course, of a safik, which goes L'chumra, for a Safek Yisur. Rav Schechter developed this, I remember in the summer, a few summers ago, that I learned this in New York in a summer kollel, and we went to visit Rav Schechter talking and learning in Maseches Brachos. At the time we had developed, and Be'ezer Hashem, our recorded shiurim we have, the Iyun shiurim, not the Daf Yomi shiurim, we developed the Shitas HaRishonim that Kemat Seydes Mefurish, that there, we look at
the bracha as a matter for Isurim. Rav Shechter presented this from the Rav Soloveitchik, and then he raised his hands and he said, but it doesn't work la halacha because of the following naskemina. In Simin Ayin Aleph, the Mechaber paskins that a person who's chas v'chalil an avel is potter from all mitzvahs. Some Rishonim claim that not only is the avel potter from mitzvahs, but as well, he'll be potter from all brachas. It would be logical. Yet, some Rishonim disagree, and they say that when it comes to brachos, brachos are different because we're dealing with an isur, and isurim all apply to an avel. That's all mefurish in the poskim. However, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, as well as in the Mishnah Brura, it could be found in the Mishnah Brura in Siman Ayin Aleph, Sivkot and Dalet. It says that an onen who is potter from mitzvahs, he is potter. If I said avel, I had misspoken earlier. We're talking about an onen. An onen is potter from mitzvahs. The mechaber says potter mikriyashon with tefillah. Says Mishnah Brura v'chem b'chol brachos afilu birches hanenin. And this is borne out by many poskim, and this is how we follow la halacha. Based on this, Rav Shechter said that it's clear to him that Birchas HaMitzvah is a Birchas HaNen is a mitzvah. It is not a matir. Chacham Avadi Yosef, if I'm not mistaken as well, I heard from Rav Rafi Ronis on another summer that I learned with the Talmidim, Birchas HaNen. He also develops this idea that we do not paskin like this approach, even though it's a legitimate approach. Hence, the position that we have in Tosfos that says that we follow, if you have a suffix in brachos l'chumra, because we view the bracha as one that makes the food mutter, which was asr, and therefore modeled after the din d'oraisa of isur, that rule that Rabbi Akiva Eger introduced to our Tosas does not seem to be accepted lahalacha. It's interesting to note, in the Sefer Shashua Ephraim, from Rabbi Ephraim Kirshenbaum, he points out that the Gra even takes this Tosas further, and the Gra in Simon Reish Tessiv Beis, as well as Simon Tuf Pei Zayin Sif Aleph, points out that we even extend Tosas' rule not only for Birchas Hanenin, as well as for other brachos of tefillah as well. It would seem that the Gra also does not understand the suffix of Tosas based on an Isser idea, but rather he seems to understand it in a different way. Take a look on page Lamites in the Sefer Shashua Ephraim. Bottom line, halacha lemaisa, if a person has a suffix of a Birchas Hanenin, it is quite clear that we do not, as Rav Shechter and Chacham Avadia had proven, we do not view it as a shayla of machalos asuros, and it would follow the regular rules of suffix brachos lahakel. That's an interesting historical note. When I took my Talmidim to Rav Shechter in Tannersville at the time that we were learning Hilchos Brachos in Birchas Hanen in the beautiful Perakei Tzamevarchin, Rav Shechter sat with us for hours, must have been 5-6 hours in the summer. He's quite relaxed. And he sat with us for hours. I dropped my son off by one of my Talmidim's parents, the Thalheim, and many hours later, after playing with the Thalheim children, he came back, my son came back, and he said, Abba, where were you learning with Rav Shechter? So I pointed him by the benches outside of Rav Shechter's house on the lawn. He said to me, Abba, where's the Svarim? As a child, he's used to a pile of Svarim. It turned out that we had spent those 5-6 hours Rav Shechter spoke to us nonstop without opening a single Sefer once. He was talking in Sugyas without opening a Sefer once. I remember what an impression it had on us and how one can grow in Torah. One of my friends, Rav Ephraim Green, says that Rav Shechter attributes his koch in Torah for the fact that he always learned Torah b'simcha. This is a compass of something that we should look towards. Also, not to be afraid to talk and learning even without Sfarim as well. Bezer Hashem, the second halacha topic from Daf Yud Beis, appears on Yud Beis Amud Beis, and that is the discussion of the special additions and changes for the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The Gemara has a difference of opinion of whether one needs to repeat Shemona Esrei if one unintentionally says Hakel HaKadosh in place of Hamelech HaKadosh, intentionally or unintentionally, the person is going to need to return, according to Halacha, Lefi Rabba. Even though the Gemara points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sits in judgment, is also referred to in Yeshayahu as Hakel HaKadosh, nevertheless, the special appellation of someone who is Mare Malchusa Lishbot Esam, who shows his Malchus, is expressed in HaMelech HaKadosh, and it seems that it is Chiyuv for us to express it in the Tefillah. Tells us in the Ba'amasa, the Hilchasa Kavase, the Rabba says that this is the Halacha, that if a person forgets, he has to repeat Shemona Esrei again. However, here, Tosos, in his next line, says something extremely controversial, which ultimately we do not follow the Halacha. Tosos says that this does not only apply to HaMelech HaKadosh, but it applies also to the other additions as well in Shemona Esrei during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Before the Bracha of Mechayim Meisim, we say, Micha Mocha Avarachim Zochay Tzul L'chayim Barachamim. Before the Bracha of Magen Avos, we say, Zochreinu L'chayim Melechofes B'chayim, etc. As well as at the end of Shemona Esrei. And Tosus gives a compelling argument. V'kol HaMishanim Imatbe Asher Tavu Chachamim Eina Yotzei Yidei Chavasai. If this is the way Chazal said we have to daven, and we change from it, so then in such a case, you weren't Yotzei Yochiyuv. Even though it's not mentioned in Brachos Yud Beis and Beis, some of the Rishonim point out that these appellations are found in Maseches Sofrim. And if that's so then what would be appropriate is the rule, Kol HaMashan Matvei Shetav Chacham. The Rush disagrees. The Rush says that one does not repeat. The Rush on our Gemara says that one does not repeat Shemona Esrei, and as we're going to see, this is how we follow Halacha Lamaisa. How is the Rush going to answer the rule, Kol HaMishanim Imatbeah Shetavu Chachamim? So the Beis Yosef concludes in Tav Kuf Pei Beis Sifei with the following argument. He says the rule of Kol HaMishanim Imatbeah Shetavu Chachamim only applies to those things that are explicitly mentioned by Chazal. Those things that were added in later on, even if it has the tokif, the strength of the custom, that does not follow as the rule of Kol HaMishanim Mimatbeah Shetavu Chachamim. Hence points out the Drisha. Over here, since it is not found in the Gemara itself, it is brought down in Meseches Sofrim. And Meseches Sofrim is a collector's item. The Drisha says does not have the same status as the other rabbinic works. Hence, it would not qualify as Kol HaMishanim Matbeah Shetavu Chachamim. And even though Rishonim had seen that Rabbeinu Tam said any time you didn't say Shemona Esrei the way the Gemara says that one should say it, then in such a case you need to repeat, those are things that are found in the standard Meseches and not considered like the basic canon of Chazal. To quote the expression used by the Rush in Hilchos Sefer Torah, as the Drisha quotes it, that in the Shailas of Psuchas and Stumas, Ki Mesechta Sofrim Mischaber Midoros Acharonim V'lo Huva Midvarav B'Talmud. And hence it's not considered of the same level of canon as the Gemaras themselves. Hence we have this distinction in Simen Tav Kuf Pei Beis in the Shulchan Aruch, that on the one hand, the Mechaber paskins that if a person forgets to say Melech HaKadosh, he has to repeat Shemona Esrei. We will discuss what happens if he remembers in the middle. However, in Sifei, if he forgets Achenu U'micha Mocha, so then in such a case, he doesn't need to as well Zuchsov and U'Besefer Chaim Tovim. All of those added appellations don't follow those rules. What about the details of HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat? Says the Mechaber in Tav Kuf Pei Beis. What happens if one members before one has concluded Shemona Esrei? The halacha is as follows. The Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph of that simin that when it comes to HaMelech HaKadosh, because HaMelech HaKadosh are part of the first three brachos. And the first three brachos is considered one unit and one group. Hence, if one remembers saying atachonein fo'enu, that one has forgotten HaMelech HaKadosh, then in such a case, he needs to repeat Shmona Esrei. In other words, he goes and he starts again. Continues the Mechaber in Tavkuf Pei Beis Aleph, V'imhu ba'amelech ha-mishpat, if the error was that he did not say HaMelech HaMishpat, he said Melech Oiv Tzedakah Mishpat during Aser Simei Tshuva. Im Nizkar Kodem She'akar Raglav, if he remembers before he has taken back his steps, so then Chozer Lebirkas Hashiva. Then he goes back to the Bracha Hashiva Shavtenu. But if he had forgotten and concluded Shemona Esrei, so then in such a case he has to repeat Shemona Esrei. The above was said according to the Mechaber. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Semin Tavkuf Pei Beis Siv Tes points out that the Ramah in Simin Kuf Yud Ches says that one could rely, even if one forgot to say HaMelech HaMishpat, one could rely on the fact that the word Melech is used in Melech Ohev Tzedako Mishpat. Hence, for Ashkenazim, if a person made the mistake and did not say the bracha, as some used to say, Hakel Ohev Tzedako Mishpat, but says it the way most Ashkenazim do, and that is Melech Ohev Tzedako Mishpat. In such a case, for Ashkenazim, they do not repeat. Rav Nevensal adds in his Ha'aretz and B'Yitzchak Yikare that maybe if such a thing happens, a person should add the bracha of Havinenu within Shomea Tefillah. And this way, biyotze, a repeat of Shemona Esrei, even according to the opinion of the Mechaber, and in Havinenu, one could biyotze as if one repeated the Shemona Esrei. Finally, of course, after we discussed all of the nuances of Tefillah, let's keep in mind that the essence of Tefillah towards Aseres Yimei Tshuva is the sense of feeling, of not only showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, which is the halachic obligation through the words HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat, but to, for us to have that sense of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a beautiful story, a legend. My friend Rav Tani Kohn pointed out that this legend that's attributed to Baal Shem Tov, there is a similar text in the Svarim of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, and that is the way the Hasidim say it, is that the Baal Shem Tov was davening with great sadness in Yom HaKippur. It was clear to Hasidim that there was a terrible din in Shamayim. And the Baal Shem Tov was crying, his Hasidim were crying, they sensed something awful was in the, it was going on in the heavens. Then towards Ne'ilah time, the Baal Shem Tov stopped. He was quiet for 10 minutes, and then he started with a tremendous joy. After Yom HaKippurim, the Hasidim saw that the terrible Gzar Din had been torn up, and they asked him, Rebbe, what changed? The Rebbe said, you didn't notice? There was a peasant boy that had come out in the back of the shul, and he said, what, prayer of a simpleton. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was a poor Yassam boy. He had to go earn a living when he was already quite young. He had only learned Aleph Beis and a few vowels, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I never learned how to daven. Please take my tefillos and put them together. Kamatz Aleph Ob, Kamatz Beis Ba. And that's what he did at that time towards Nila. And the Baal Shem said, our hechera kavanis that we've worked on ourselves were nothing compared to the dveikus of this peasant boy. His closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya that we should not only be mekayim to sit the appropriate halachos of HaMelech HaKadosh, but to feel both the malchus and the kedusha.